Another year of Chase County football coach, and a week one of the books. You're into week number two. Hopefully had a good summer in the weight room, getting stronger, faster, bigger, and everything. Your kids ready to go. Season opener coming up soon. Excitement for the Longhorns once again this year.
Yeah, we are. We're excited. We traveled to Yuma this year. Again, first time, or I guess this has been our second time, but we haven't seen many Colorado teams or out-of-state teams, so it's always an interesting matchup for week one, but we feel our kids are getting ready and getting prepared. I'm not going to say we're there yet, but I think we will be by next Friday. So
you got some good kids back once again, graduated some good kids, but I'm sure some returning lettermen that will lead the way for you again this year.
Yeah, we graduated a huge senior class last year, a lot of very talented, very experienced players. You know, we don't return a lot of experience. We do have a good senior group coming back. You know, we've got about 8 or 9 seniors, which is always encouraging. We just don't have a ton of varsity experience with a lot of them. So it's going to be new grounds for a lot of these guys. But we are excited about our senior group, and we'll fill in the holes with some of our underclassmen as best as we can.
If there was an area coach where you the most experience, offense, defense, your line play, defensive line, linebackers, is there an area where you return the most experience?
Probably in our skill positions. Our backfield, you know, Tucker Molander has been a back for us since probably his sophomore year. He'll be our senior running back, and he's good. I mean, he'll be ready to go, and he looks primed to have a great season. So we just got to make sure we've got other guys around him that can, again, carry the load and support him and support each other. But I would say our skill positions are probably right now our strength. We're probably rebuilding quite a bit of our offensive line. Again, have some good athletes and good kids there. We just don't have a ton of experience, but I'm not going to say that, you know, we're a bunch of green hands. Like, I think that there's enough good players there that we're going to be solid up front. So
it can be fun to watch. I mean, yeah, it's inexperienced, but these kids, hey, battling for positions. A lot of kids, hey, they want to get a chance to get out and play. They're gonna have position, I'm sure, position battles for the next week or so.
Absolutely. Like, we've got a lot of areas that I think we've got some guys competing for spots. You know, I would say a third of our team right now is freshmen. You know, we've got almost 40 kids out, and I think almost 14 or 15 freshmen. You know, it's an exciting and encouraging thing, because I know a lot of programs are struggling with guys coming out, and it's getting harder and harder to get kids out, but we are excited for the future, because we do have not only this freshman class, but, you know, some encouraging classes coming behind them as well.
Well, you kicked off the season last year, Coach, on a good note with a nice win against Yuma. I'm sure they'll remember that, and it's at their place. It'll be a little bit tougher. Could be that way that first game.
Yeah, I think they return a good amount of kids. I know they were young last year. They were missing some important spots, but, you know, they had a full year of experience, and, you know, returning a lot more players back this season. I'm sure they're going to be a solid club. So we're definitely not going to take anything for granted, and we're going to show up and perform the best that we can with the kids that we got.
And your district teams, no question, those teams, the Holdridges, Ogallalies, you get down Sydney's, teams like that, they just, it seems like they reload with some good players every year as well, don't they?
Yeah, it's, I mean, our district is notorious for being one of the tougher ones with, you know, you got Shattering, you got, like you said, Ogallala and Holdridge, and, you know, some of Sydney, some of the teams that have been in those top playoff performances. You know, it's a tough place to be, but again, we're excited for the kids that we got, and to go see what they're capable of